Bananarama and Cruel Summer from Easy Rock. 12 minutes after 8. Big day going on. Actually, big month happening right now. National Etiquette Month. Have we all forgot about etiquettes? What it is, the please, the thank yous, all those fun little things? I figured we might need a little bit of help. So I've gone to the world's leading expert for etiquette. She's a world's leading etiquette trainer. She's a celebrity speaker. And her name is Cindy Seed. She joins me on the phone this morning. Hi there, Cindy.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you so much for being back on our show. It's been a long time since we've had you here. But when it comes to learning about etiquette, I mean, you teach people really around the world on and major corporation people as well how to have etiquette. Do you feel like we're losing what etiquette is?
To a great extent, we are, but I'm here to say that people are tired of all of the rude behavior as well, and they recognize that what's going to bring back a more civil and mannerly society is to get back to some of the basics.
Good.
So
I'm happy to hear that. It's a very good point. So we are living in this me society nowadays, but you're saying that it's okay. People are tired of being treated in a rude manner. So you've come up with the top five tips for everyday etiquette. Let's go through those five things that you think we all need to know.
Oh, my pleasure. And at the top of it, as you mentioned, the pleases and thank yous. And your welcomes instead of no problem, you know, with every request that you make. You know how, remember that show called Cabaret where they say money makes the world go round?
Yep.
I think it's please and thanks makes the world go round. So the idea that that's why we're such a me society. We don't get the proper pleasantries at work, at home, by even anybody saying please or thank you for something, that we crave that in other ways and we lash out in other ways. So gotta get back to that, if nothing else.
That's such a simple one to do, too. Very easy.
Oh, really? Instead of, give me the butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Another one is the idea of swear words. So no more road rage and pointing the finger at somebody and all that. I think that just shows your lack of self-control. So really work at, you know, sure you're mad and sure you're upset about something, but you need not use all of the expletives,
okay.
You know. So
yeah.
That would be my next biggest tip for people. Then the other thing is about being on time. You know, there is really no excuse beyond your own selfishness, your rudeness, inconsiderateness, if you want to call it,
yeah.
As a habit for those who are, you know, habitually late.
Right. Yeah. I'm a time freak, so I'll make sure I'm almost always on time.
Well, God forbid that your radio show should be late. You know?
It doesn't really work that way, does it? No.
No.
Okay, so being on time. Next one?
The next one, of course, we got to talk about table manners. I mean, that still is the one way to show people, I think, how well-educated you are. I don't care. You could be the richest person in the world or the least educated person in the world. But if you can sit down at a dining table and display the basics of the no elbows, don't talk with your mouth full, don't, chew with your mouth open And the last one, actually.
Just before you go into that next one, I have to mention this one, too, because you mentioned something here. Not starting to eat before the hosts and the other guests have been served. I think that was a really important one when it comes to table manners.
Wow, you hit it. I mean, it's the idea, again, I'm more important. Once food is set in front of my face, I'm going to start eating it.
Yeah.
By gosh, I'm not going to let it get cold waiting for everybody else at the table.
Okay. So that's a rude thing. Who knew?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And the final top five tip here for everyday etiquette would be?
You got it. Thank you notes are not dead. It's not an issue of saving the planet and the trees, but it really is the epitome of showing how much you care about someone, for having given you that gift or you someone doing you a favor or hosting you at a meal, is to sit down, do that handwritten thank you note sent by regular mail and extending for the postage even.
Well, that would really stand out as being exceptional in this day and age, because many people don't even send out Christmas cards anymore because of cost or what have you. So to get a written thank you note is something special.
It is. It's something you can keep. Emails are too easy, you know, to press the delete button.
Yeah.
So, yep.
But is it okay at a very minimum that we do send at least a thank you, even on email or even a text or something that acknowledges a thank you?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, say you got a gift from Aunt Sarah who lives far away.
Yes.
Sure, you're going to acknowledge and say, oh, just to let you know, I did get your gift by mail for Christmas or whatever. And when I open it, I'll let you know, you know, or
perfect.
Send you another note. Yeah.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. All right, Cindy, thank you very much for giving us the top 5 tips here for everyday etiquette. And if people want more information, they can go to your website, advancedetiquette.com. Thank you.
You got it.
A pleasure having you on, Cindy.
Thank you.
It's a creative blend of the music you love with brilliant information to